Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story about Dan DeVore, whom we've talked about before, but these are notes written by Ida Anderson Piltz in March 1930. She said, "Dan DeVore is spending a few days with us. We are always happy to welcome him. My resting resort, he calls Canoe Creek, when he rows the 30-odd miles from his winter quarters below 25 Mile Creek to his summer pastures at the head of the lake. Sometimes he winters at Rex Creek in one of the cabins there known as Dan's Cabin. As he is nearing 80, he cannot long be making these pilgrimages. No matter how old Dan may live to be, he will never reach dotage. To us, he is a continual and delightful inspiration. The early days on the lake, the ways of the early settlers, pass in review before us. Almost I feel as if I knew them, Domke, Sanders, with their vicissitudes." He tells about Nels Roos, who went into his lonely cabin while it was yet winter. When he did return, Dan and another man went in search. They found his body in the cabin. There being too much snow and the ground yet frozen, burial then was impossible. They tied him in a mattress and left him covered in a snowdrift until the spring thaws permitted decent burial. Dan loved to tell again and again about the time Cockeye caused his arrest for killing deer out of season. Now Dan, in all his life, never kept any cash. If he had any extra money, he always gave it to others who needed it more than he. When the fine was named, Dan pulled out a blank check and handed it to the judge. It was a big moment in Dan's life. Chelan would never have let him serve a sentence for illegal possession of game. To Dan, it was not an offense against God or man. In the early days, there were no game laws, and Dan still sees no reason for any. It was simply having food. There is meat enough for all. Take what you need and waste none, is his creed. Dan relishes a bit of gossip and gleefully repeats it, but I've never heard him tell a malicious tale, though once he came here chuckling about a certain young person who always tries to be impressive with his knowledge. Something or other was plus unum. When I studied Latin, the phrase was different, laughed Dan. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, he quoted. I asked him what he had said to the man. Nothing at all, replied Dan DeVore. I would not want to hurt his feelings. I acted as if Latin were Greek to me. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.